Now let us go to the real meaning of sacrifice. And he says that all action binds you when it is not done as a sacrifice. Now this is a new element coming into the picture. We are first told you give up the fruits of desire, of action. Now you are told that even action when you do, that action you do as a sacrifice. What is then the sacrifice? In the ritualistic sense, as I told you earlier, it is an offering into the fire with a sankalpa for achieving a certain result. By invoking cosmic powers and receiving from them the gifts as a result of what you offer. Shri Krishna says that actually it is true that even this kind of sacrifice becomes effective. It is not denied. But it is something that binds you to action, does not liberate you from action. But if you want to be acting and yet you want to be free from action, then try to understand the inner meaning of sacrifice and do your action as a sacrifice, that even while doing action, you'll be free. What is the inner meaning of sacrifice? The word sacrifice basically means self-giving. Now, self-giving has its origin. The origin is with the original reality. The Supreme Lord Himself is the original reality. There is none other than the Supreme Lord in the world or anywhere. He is the only one existent, one without the second. Now, that Supreme Lord possesses everything. He has no need to do anything. He can remain quiet forever. But there also be limitation if he remains only quiet, because that means that he cannot do action. Therefore, he can remain active also if he so wills. Now, when he does action, it means he loses force. From his silence, he is losing. He is now in the process of deploying himself. Now, this losing force, deploying himself, is called the first self-giving. The Lord gives himself. All that is within himself, he loses force. He puts forth. This is the original sacrifice, you might say. The Purusha putting himself into activity, deploying himself, is the basic sacrifice. Is a result of which the whole world moves. Now, when it is loose force, this is one kind of movement, then what happens is that that movement which is loose force returns itself back again to the Supreme Lord. The whole world is nothing but this basic movement. The Supreme Lord losing forth, and that which is loose forth returning itself to the Supreme Lord. As you see the waves of the ocean, there is a movement of the waves, and then there is a backward movement of the waves. The whole world is nothing but this wavy movement. This may be called the basic exchange. The Lord loses forth, and that which is put forth returns back to the Supreme Lord. It's a mutual sacrifice. If you want to use the poetic language, not a metaphysical language, but poetical language, it is the Supreme Lord offering himself to the Supreme Consort, Para Prakriti, Shakti, and then Shakti returning all that is received from the Supreme Lord back to the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord sacrificing himself to Mahashakti, Mahashakti sacrificing herself to the Supreme Lord. This is called sacrifice.